Hey everyone, I'm Bianca Hillier. I host the world's smart speaker show called The Number in the News. A lot of people are working from home right now and are trying to figure out how to make it work. It's important to get up and stretch every so often, which is a perfect time to listen to a quick story. The Number in the News is just that. Every day, 7 days a week, I'll tell you one number, one story, and why it's in the news. At just 2 minutes long, The Number in the News is perfect to start your day with, now that so many of us are at home, or to fill that mid-morning break. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home smart speaker. Here's an episode from the past few days. For The World and PRX, today's Number in the News is 3. Red dots. If you opened a restaurant menu and saw 3 red dots next to an item, what would you think that meant? That burger is extra spicy? At the high-level diner in Edmonton, Canada, those 3 dots mean warning, warning, what you're about to consume has a high carbon footprint. To estimate the carbon footprint of each meal, the restaurant teamed up with an Edmonton nonprofit, the Northern Climate Stewardship and Sustainability Society, or NCSSS. Diner co-owner Debbie Parker told the CBC that coming up with the carbon estimates is a pretty complex calculation.
The NCSSS basically took all of the values from the sourcing, the recipe size, the portions, where the product was coming from, and compiled all of that data to come up with the estimate.
Carbon labeling is not a new idea, but those tricky calculations have made it a hard thing for companies to commit to. The Edmonton Diner wants to make its customers more aware of the climate change crisis. And Parker says even if the carbon footprint information doesn't make a difference in terms of what people order, it still has value.
The whole idea is to get people talking.
Talking about how climate change isn't abstract, and what you put on your plate does have real-world impact. A diner in Edmonton, Canada, is alerting customers to dishes with high carbon footprints by putting 3 red dots on the menu. And that's The Number in the News. Again, a new episode comes out every morning, 7 days a week. To add us to your flash briefing, go to the Alexa or Google Home app on your phone. You can also say, "Hey Google, play news from The Number in the News." Super easy. The instructions are on our website, theworld.org/smartspeaker. That's theworld.org/smartspeaker. So remember to get up and stretch and listen to The Number in the News.